Good morning. It's 2nd of June. Our New Testament reading today is Hebrews 8 and 9. I'm going to read to you from Brother Fred Barling's book on Hebrews, and this is a commentary starting with Hebrews 8 verse 1. Now, of the things which we have spoken, said he, this is the sum, the word means the essence. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty, in the heavens. In the heavens, that is where the stress fell. That is what justified the writer in immediately declaring Jesus to be a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, that is, the actual abode of God, which the Lord pitched and not man. But apart from his work as the presenter of gifts and sacrifices, the role of the earthly priest had no meaning. No more, then, argued the writer, had that of the heavenly priest either. For as we read in verse 3, every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man, that is Jesus, have somewhat also to offer. And to offer, of course, in heaven, as the following comment served to make clear. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. But Christ, of course, was not on earth. He, therefore, had not assumed priesthood to offer such gifts as these, but a greater offering, of which these were, like the priests who presented them, a mere ritual example and shadow. As the writer expressed it, but now, that is, now that Christ, as he had so carefully stressed, was in heaven itself, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. And here, before we plunge with the writer into his later exposition, we must pause and take conscious note of the fact that to this more excellent ministry in heaven, the only possible earthly counterpart was the ministry of the Aaronic priest in the most holy place on a day of atonement. Upon that alone did the writer have his eye. His sole concern, for the moment, was with the uniqueness of the day of atonement, and its symbolic importance on that account, as the one and only day in each year when entry was made beyond the veil, separating the most holy from the holy place. Of the ordinary, that is, the normal daily activity of the Aaronic priests, he could, in his treatment of the type, take no cognizance whatever, because it stopped short at the veil, and because it could not proceed any further. That service could not possibly, for him, prefigure the work of the one appointed priest for ever, and to minister in heaven. Only the extraordinary, that is, the abnormal, annual, activity of the high priest could accomplish that particular purpose. But so doing, that activity, argued the writer, proved the imperative necessity of sacrifice as a condition of Christ's entry into heaven. We are now invited to read Hebrews 9 verse 6, and then Brother Barling continues. Not a mention here of blood, we note. There could have been, since sometimes blood was in fact taken into the holy place to be smeared on the horns of the incense altar. But this was the exception, not the rule. Access was not dependent directly upon sacrifice, and was possible daily and by many priests. Quite otherwise, however, was the situation with regard to the Most Holy. The writer would have his readers remember, then, that one priest only was granted this privilege, and that on one signal occasion only in each year, yet always upon the indispensable condition of taking with him sacrificial blood. And with that comment, we remember the work of our Lord Jesus Christ in working towards our salvation. Thank you for listening.